You know, I've been really excited to dig into the Clarity Act, or the Clarity for Digital Assets Act. It's a proposed federal law that aims to finally lay down a clear, definitive regulatory framework for stablecoins and digital assets right here in the U.S. And honestly, it's fascinating to see where things are heading.
It's definitely making waves. The legislation has sparked a high-stakes policy debate, really pitting crypto innovation advocates against traditional banking leaders. You've got names like Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse going head-to-head with JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon.
And if you look past the headlines, their entire disagreement really boils down to one thing. Should stablecoins be allowed to distribute yield to holders? It's a provision that could genuinely reshape the American financial system.
Exactly. Right now, stablecoin issuers carefully avoid passing any interest back to users. They do that specifically to evade being classified as securities under the Howey test.
But under the Clarity Act, that changes. It would explicitly allow issuers to distribute yield generated by their reserve assets, which are primarily U.S. Treasuries and cash equivalents.
And that single provision has become the absolute legislative flashpoint. It's drawing sharp divisions over competitive fairness, systemic stability, and where consumer finance is actually headed.
Brad Garlinghouse is a huge proponent of the bill. He's arguing passionately that the U.S. is already falling behind jurisdictions like the European Union, Singapore, and the UAE when it comes to digital asset regulation.
He makes a strong case, too. Stablecoins already boast a combined market capitalization exceeding $150 billion and are deeply embedded in global finance. Clear federal rules would finally end years of regulatory uncertainty, enable safe innovation, and keep that digital finance development right here in the U.S. instead of watching it migrate offshore.
For crypto-native firms, unlocking yield-bearing stablecoins would be a total game-changer. It could drive mass adoption and open up entirely new institutional use cases.
But Jamie Dimon sees it very differently. He's firmly opposing the legislation, and his resistance really centers on competitive equity and financial stability.
Traditional banks are already operating under some pretty stringent capital requirements, liquidity ratios, and consumer protection mandates. Dimon warns that letting non-bank stablecoin issuers offer 4 to 5% yields without that same level of oversight would create a wildly uneven playing field.
His concern is that it could trigger a rapid drain of deposits from traditional banks. If that happens, banks might be forced to raise interest rates or cut back on lending, which would have serious, broader macroeconomic consequences.
Even though JP Morgan has developed its own permissioned digital token for institutional settlements, Dimon still views these open, decentralized stablecoins as a direct threat to the traditional banking model.
So the outcome of this legislative battle really carries significant economic and geopolitical implications.
If the Clarity Act passes, we'll likely see accelerated stablecoin innovation. New yield-bearing digital products could drive mainstream adoption, and traditional banks will have to adapt, either by launching competing digital products or forming partnerships with crypto-native firms.
On the flip side, if the bill fails, the U.S. risk ceding digital finance leadership to foreign markets as issuers simply relocate to jurisdictions with clearer rules. Regulators would likely fall back on enforcement actions, perpetuating a fragmented legal landscape that stifles domestic innovation.
Politically, it's an interesting landscape. The bill has actually attracted bipartisan interest. Some Democrats see it as a consumer protection measure, while many Republicans are championing it as a pro-innovation initiative. But the entrenched banking lobby remains a powerful opposing force.
Right now, it's navigating House committee hearings, and it will almost certainly undergo significant amendments before any final vote. Ultimately, though, This debate transcends corporate rivalry.
It really is a defining referendum on the future of money in the digital age. We're talking about who gets to issue it, what rules will govern it, and how consumer financial products will evolve.
The passage or failure of this bill will ultimately determine whether the United States leads the next generation of programmable, yield-bearing finance, or simply watches it develop elsewhere.